Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 20th. Happy Resurrection Day! I'm reading from the New International Version, and this week we're actually in passages in the New Testament that point forward to the day of the Lord. They point forward to the fulfillment that Jesus Christ is. They point forward to the end times as well and the engrafting of the Gentiles. And then we're starting a new plan starting next Sunday, August 27th. So the handout will be in the worship guide today, or you can find that online. We're going to go back to more of a traditional approach instead of this study of creation to new creation. And we're going to go to the Gospels. We're going to start in Matthew, and we're going to read portions of Matthew every day. And we're also going to read a portion of a psalm every day. So I look forward to getting back into the rhythm of being in the Psalms and also being in the Gospels. I just love reading the Gospels to you. And so I hope this will be an enjoyable season for us. But today we are finishing up our final week in this creation to new creation Bible reading plan. And we'll be in Mark chapter 1 today. We'll talk about John the Baptist as the messenger who was sent ahead of the Lord. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet. I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. And this was his message: after me comes one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven: you are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to preach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority? He even gives orders to impure spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and talked freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday and being reminded of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His resurrection. This was a wonderful passage about John at first being the messenger sent ahead. I always think about that passage in John chapter 3 in verse 30 when it comes to John the Baptist. You know, he pretty much was in the limelight out in the wilderness for a long time, it seemed like, and he had disciples of his own. But when Jesus came, he said this, "He must become greater, I must become less." Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to read your word, to be reminded of your goodness on this Lord's Day, and to celebrate together the fact that Jesus did come to eradicate sin and death from our world. And he's coming again to fully and finally consummate this. In the meantime, Lord, we're just encouraged by his power displayed in these passages. And we're encouraged by the humility that John shows. Help us to be a humble people. Help us to be a people who say, it's about the Lord's glory and not my own. Father, as we meet together as a fellowship, we pray that your spirit would be at work within us. And for those who cannot be with us today, we pray that same blessing. Bless and keep us, Lord, and make your face to shine upon us and be gracious to us, we pray. Lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. Through the strong name of Jesus, our Lord, the one who came to set us free. Amen.